But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
I love the you know, they start clapping, and you can hear someone in the background like, yeah! Yeah! Think about how stupid they all felt when it turned out that it was all true. Well, you know what? Forget that, because you know they all knew. You know everybody in that administration knew what was going on with Clinton. You knew that. You knew that. Come on. And you know what's, you want to know what's even funnier? And yeah, I got to be careful how I say this, because I don't want to be accused of spreading rumors. I don't want to be accused of being a conspiracy theorist. I don't want to talk about chemtrails, but Monica Lewinsky and Huma Abedin were both hired at the same time to be interns. Monica Lewinsky with Bill, Huma Abedin with Hillary. Isn't it? Just, again, I'm playing not in the conspiracy world, but just in the dirty porno world. How's that? So, Monica Lewinsky was kind of like Bill Clinton's sex toy. It's like a sex toy. Think about that. It was like a sex. It was like she was sex. I mean, he's using her as an ashtray. I mean, she was a sex toy. What was Huma Abedin? Huh? What was Huma Abedin? I mean, you hear these rumors about Hillary's sexuality. I mean, if you kind of play in the Alex Jones coast to coast radio world, you have Anthony Weiner, Huma Abedin's husband, just a degenerate of degenerates. I mean, I'm 42. I'm going to be 43. And there's been degeneracy in my life. I've done some real degenerate things, but I've never took pictures of my genitals and sent them to people. I've never done that. That's like pretty skeevy. It's just skeevy. And it's over the top dangerous. It's one thing to send, text messages or things of that nature, but to straight up take pictures of your junk and send it, that's just skeevy. So you got Anthony Weiner. Man, just the name Weiner. I mean, Jesus. Guy's name's Weiner. So you got Weiner. Okay? You got Weiner. He's taking a picture of his junk. See that picture? He's sending pictures of his junk to girls. He gets caught. I mean, the guy's a congressman. So again, not being able to control your degeneracy as a congressman, that's tough, man. That's like the president of the United States not being able to control his degeneracy, and he's the president of the United States, where you're like spraying your DNA on things. So he gets caught, swears it off. They make a movie about it, gets caught again. So the guy's a degenerate. Now, if you have a wife and you're a degenerate. What that usually means, too, und dudes, that your wife also a degenerate. Okay? Your wife is also a degenerate, or your wife is just a cover, or vice versa. So for your wife, you're just there so people think you're normal and you're not maybe gay. So it's either or. Huma Abedin is equally a freak because her husband is just a degenerate, freaky, nasty dude, or that's the cover because she's a lesbian. And it's hard to be a, you know, middle-aged woman, not be married, not have kids, and have people go, is that Janet Reno? What's going on here? Is that Lindsey Graham? What's going on here? So then you get a husband, you get kids, and then he does his thing of being a degenerate, and then you do your thing, which is working for the second most powerful woman in the world. I don't know. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. I don't want to be a chemtrails believer. I'm just throwing some things out there. We've all seen that picture of Hillary Clinton just staring at Christine Aguilera's breasts like, oh my God, I need those. I mean, I could totally see Hillary Clinton, if she becomes president, I could totally see her being a Bill Clinton, where there's just a gaggle of interns, and she's just telling Huma, yeah, could you have that intern Veronica come back here? Okay, Madam President. And then Veronica, oh, this is an honor. I mean, think about all the young girls that have done these interviews. Remember the ABC girl, the girl from ABC? She's crying. She's like, I just want to say, it is just so amazing. Think about those girls standing in a room with Hillary Clinton. I just want to say, Madam President, it is such an honor to be an intern for you. And Hillary's like, Now, dear. As she puts her hand on the girl's shoulder, puts it behind her head. Now, come to me, dear. Also, the girl's like, okay, what are you doing? You want me? What are you doing? I'm getting lost. That's it. I just need you to come down here for a minute. That's all right. What are you doing? That's it. Cry. Cry. I want you to show me how you paint that fence. Yes. Paint the fence. That's it. Pretend your tongue is a paintbrush. Use that. Yes. Long strokes. Yes. Long strokes. Long strokes. Yes. And Huma Abedin's outside the door with her arms folded. She's rolling her eyes. She's like, ah, oh, sure. Just old news. Oh. You hear, paint the fence, paint the fence, paint, paint, paint. All right, did I cross the line again? Am I crossing the line again? This is KABC. Could you please hold? Because this is KABC. Can you please hold? This is KABC. Can you please hold? This is Now, if we were on satellite, no. If I got picked up by satellite and I was on, like, I don't know, the Patriot or whatever the hell they call the satellite channel, it'd be no problem. But I'm just saying, okay? I'm just saying. Let's be straight here. Huma Abedin and Monica Lewinsky both came in at the same time as interns. Huma Abedin went to Hillary. Monica Lewinsky went to Bill. Bill used Monica Lewinsky as a human toilet. Okay? A human toilet. What did Hillary Clinton do with Huma Abedin? Just something to throw out there, considering that Huma Abedin's personal life involves a husband who takes pictures of his junk. Not once, not twice, but, yeah, I mean, he takes just random pictures of his junk and then uses the name Carlos Danger. I mean, he's even pretending he's Hispanic. For heaven's sake. Which, if I was Hispanic, if I would be upset. He's trying to taint, and not that taint, but he's trying to taint the name of all the good Hispanics. Like, they're people that take pictures of their junk and send it to girls. What's that about? It's wrong. It's wrong. I hope I'm not going too far, guys. I do. I hope I'm not going too far. I hope I haven't gone over the edge. It's the Rob Zicari Show. We're done with our live radio feed. But stay with us because we're still going strong on our video feed. And, of course, the radio feed is archiving. It is. It archives into the system. It archives into the system. And it will be up later on.